He is the embodiment of the American dream. Regardless of whether you are a Democrat, Republican, or an independent, when you think about the long history of America, Barack Obama makes us proud. All Americans. All Americans. Scripture tells us that when Joshua, the Israelites, arrived at the gates of Jericho, they could not enter. The walls of the city were too steep for any one person to climb. They were too strong to be taken down by brute force. So the people sat for days, unable to pass on through. But God had a plan for his people. He told them to stand together and march together around the city. And on the seventh day, he told them that when they heard the sound of the ram's horn, they should speak with one voice. And at the chosen hour, when the horn sounded, and a chorus of voices cried out together, the mighty walls of Jericho came tumbling down. No one imagined that we'd have accomplished what we did here tonight in New Hampshire. No one could have imagined. For most of this campaign, we were far behind. We always knew our climb would be steep. But in record numbers, you came out and you spoke up for change. That at this moment, in this election, there is something happening in America. There is something happening when men and women, Des Moines and Davenport, Lebanon and Cotton, come out in the snows of January to wait in lines that stretch block after block because they believe in what this country can be. There is something happening. What's happening in America right now? Change is what's happening in America. Who know that we can disagree without being disagreeable. Who understand that if we mobilize our voices to challenge the money and influence that stood in our way and challenge ourselves to reach for something better, there is no problem we cannot solve. There is no destiny that we cannot fulfill.
Because before Memphis, the mountaintop, before the bridge of Selma, the march on Washington, before Birmingham and the beatings, the fire hoses, lost those four little girls, before there was King the Icon and his magnificent dream, little less than 1 year from today, you will go into the voting booth and you will select the next president of the United States of America. Here's the good news. The name George W. Bush will not be on the ballot. The era of Scooter Libby justice and Brownie incompetence and Karl Rove politics will finally be over. What's next for America? Our nation is at war. The planet is in peril. The dream that so many generations fought for feels as if it's slowly slipping away. We're working harder for less. We never paid more for health care or for college. It's harder to save and it's harder to retire. Most of all, we've lost faith that our leaders can or will do anything about it. We were promised a more ethical and more efficient government. Instead, we have a town called Washington that is more corrupt and more wasteful than it was before. And the only mission that was ever accomplished is to use fear and falsehood to take this country into a war that should have never been authorized and should have never been waged. This party, the party of Jefferson and Jackson, of Roosevelt and Kennedy, change that America can believe in, to offer change that we can believe in, profound gratitude and great humility. I accept your nomination for presidency of the United States. It is that promise that's always set this country apart, that through hard work and sacrifice, each of us can pursue our individual dreams, but still come together as one American family to ensure that the next generation can pursue their dreams as well. Students and soldiers, farmers and teachers, nurses and janitors, found the courage to keep it alive. A moment when our nation is at war, our economy is in turmoil, and the American promise has been threatened once more. Tonight, more Americans are out of work, and more are working harder for less. More of you have lost your homes, and even more are watching your home values plummet. More of you have cars you can't afford to drive, credit cards, bills you can't afford to pay, and tuition that's beyond your reach. America, we are better than these last 8 years. We are a better country than this. We're a better country than one where a man in Indiana has to pack up the equipment that he's worked on for 20 years and watches it shipped off to China, and then chokes up as he explains how he felt like a failure when he went home to tell his family the news. We are more compassionate than a government that lets veterans sleep on our streets and families slide into poverty, that sits on its hands while a major American city drowns before our eyes. If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer. It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled, and not disabled. Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America. I will never forget who this victory truly belongs to. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. It was built by working men and women who dug into what little savings they had to get $5, $10, $20 to the cause. It grew strength from the young people who rejected the myth of their generation's apathy, who left their homes and their families for jobs that offered little pay and less sleep. It drew strength from the not-so-young people who braved the bitter cold and scorching heat to knock on doors with perfect strangers, and from the millions of Americans who volunteered and organized and proved that more than two centuries later, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people has not perished from the earth. This is your victory.